It happened one day while Jesus was teaching. A multitude assembled themselves. A multitude composed of people from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and many from beyond Jordan. And Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1 tells us that Jesus, seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, he began his message by saying, blessed are. And the hearers must have been staggered by what followed. According to Jesus, they were to be blessed in every condition, which from earliest childhood they had been taught to regard as a curse. Our Lord was talking to Jews, and they believed that the sign of blessings of God was material prosperity in every shape and form. And yet Jesus says, blessed are you, for exactly the opposite. This Sermon on the Mountain that he preached is quite unlike the Ten Commandments in the sense of it being absolutely unworkable unless Christ can remake us from the inside. Who is going to climb that hill of the Lord to stand before God and say, my hands are clean, my heart is pure? Who can do it? Who can stand in the eternal light of God and have nothing for him to blame him? Only the Son of God. And if the Son of God is formed in me by regeneration and sanctification, he will exhibit himself through my mortal flesh. This is the ideal of Christianity, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our flesh. Our Lord's sermon that day hit where it was meant to hit, and hits it every time. The miracle of regeneration is necessary before we can live the Sermon on the Mountain. The Son of God alone can live it. If God can form in me the life of the Son of God, then I can see how it can be done. And that is the message of our Lord. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. The casual reader often say that the Sermon on the Mountain constitute the essence of Christianity. He who climbed the first to preach the Beatitudes must also climb another mountain to practice what he preached. Let any person put these Beatitudes into practice in his own life, and they too will draw down upon themselves the wrath of the world. The day that our Lord preached this sermon, he signed his death warrant. The sound of the hammer and nails digging through human flesh were the echoes thrown back from the mountainside where he told people how to be blessed, how to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy, but God's ways are above our ways. And Isaiah 55 and verse 8 tells us, now this is red letter stuff here. This is God talking. And God said, my ways are not your ways, neither are your thoughts my thoughts, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. One way to make enemies and to antagonize people is to challenge the spirit of the world. The world has a spirit, as each age has a spirit. There are some unanalyzed assumptions which govern the conduct of the world. Anyone who challenges these worldly sayings and assumptions, such as you only live once, get as much out of life as you can, who will ever know about it, is bound to make himself unpopular. This is my first lesson on the Sermon on the Mountain. I want you to tune in every day until we complete this subject of the Sermon on the Mountain. Until tomorrow, God bless you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.